Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says the property owner of what's known as the Marina Parcel of the Mayflower Development is very close to finalizing the remediation work of the old mine tailings, and once completed, the sale can get finalized. Meanwhile, he says, Wasatch County is finishing the details of the necessary dedications for the Jordanelle Parkway that will follow along the lake from the Mayflower exit to the Browns Canyon intersection. The density for the massive development has been determined. Anywhere between 4,000 and 6,000 unit equivalents have been approved. As soon as they have the road dedications for access, Davis expects to see the applications for the first phases of the projects to come through the planning door in the next month or two. Plans for a military hotel are still being worked on for a couple of different locations. One plan is to have the hotel be developed on the property acquired by the Extel company, known as the Mountain Parcel. Because it's a federal project, Davis says a national environmental study must be completed before a site is selected. Davis says they're already several months into that study. With a growth rate in Wasatch County of 4% last year, Davis says there is some concern over the impacts that this new development will have.
It is some concern. One of the things about it is that most of the, like Summit County, about 50% of the units that are built here are secondary homes, and it could be even a little higher with this resort community. So the actual population impact isn't as much as the impact of the businesses and hotels and restaurants and secondary home necessities. So, yes, we do have concerns, but we're actually looking forward to some of those areas of growth, and we will have the means to address them.
Workforce housing, he says, is required to be built.
In the current approval process on the density determination, there's been approved with that several hundred affordable housing units that go with that right in the Mayflower exit area. And then as the western part of the Extel property, they will have to also provide significant affordable housing there, which will be workforce housing mainly.
He says there is enough water to service the build-out of the development, but a lot of infrastructure work will be required to make that water usable.
The Jordanelle Special Service District has maintained water rights for many of these parcels, and if the properties of development wanted to participate, they've been paying for the right to use those water rights in the future. So those water rights exist. They've been paying for them. Now, some of them will have to be developed. Some of the culinary water comes out of the Ontario Drain Tunnel. They will have to develop some additional sources, which would come probably from deep wells. And so they've got some work to do infrastructure-wise to be able to do that. So this is a many-year process as they start to develop this, and they'll have to put those processes in place. Just the snowmaking portion of the water development is quite intense for the addition to Deer Valley.
Planning Director Doug Smith, he says, will be overseeing the development through the recently formed Jordanelle Planning Commission. Davis says money has been budgeted to bring on some additional planning staff. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.